Some terminals were unable to clean oilseeds because it's a special type of cleaner. So we had to direct the movement of flax and canola into terminals that had the cleaners that were specially designed to handle those. And it was an ongoing problem both in Thunder Bay and in Vancouver because originally the terminals weren't well equipped to clean canola out there, and the demand became much larger than what the terminals were capable of putting through physically. But eventually they developed cleaners and installed cleaners that were very sophisticated, and they were able to move large volumes of canola through. And I think pretty much in Vancouver now most of the terminals can handle the canola quite well. In Thunder Bay there's so few terminals left going, I imagine all of them can handle canola now in varying degrees.
When you market on behalf of your company, do you make sales calls? How does somebody market their grain?
Well, you establish customers, and in those days it was done by telex. A lot of the grain marketing was, we were in sales, but it's not like you have to sell something to somebody. What is the selling point generally is the price, because the quality is the same. You sell 1 feed oats, or you sell malting barley, 2CW, 2-row barley, or that kind of thing. And the grade is established by the Grain Commission. So the quality is not in question. It's just a question of price. So a lot of what we did was very much price related, reading markets and trying to establish or project whether the markets are headed for good, better prices, or whether we're going to have an oversupply, watching the crop in Canada and worldwide to just determine what the price is going to do. So it was pretty much a price-driven kind of operation.
And therefore, the commodities exchange was a big part of it.
Very much so, yeah.